In Atlanta, do you know of any particular neighborhoods that are represented by, say, different nationality groups or ethnic groups or racial groups, religious groups?
Well, of course, these are names that they're known by, like...
names that Atlantans would know them by is what I'm looking
Cabbage Town and...
What's that?
Buttermilk Bottom. That is the black section where the most of the blacks live. Downtown, which is now... They have done away with them and built these high-rise. So right over there on North Avenue.
What high-rises? So
that's the home for the indigenous people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They're putting them in there, and most of those people are black.
Mm-hmm. Right, they are. Comes down. Mm-hmm. If you were talking about an office building as opposed to a place where people live, would you call an office building a high-rise also, or would you call it something else?
Well, the high-rise are office buildings. They have a high-rise office building as well as the other.
What would you call, say, the First National Bank building?
Well, that's considered one of your high-rise office buildings.
Where do most of the poor people live now, and where do the well-off people live?
Well, most of your wealth is down around the governor's mansion in there. In fact, where the governor's mansion is built now, it is built on... A former mayor of Atlanta, Maddox's, that's his old home place. Yeah, they bought it and then built a mansion there. And that is Habersham, Tuxedo, and East Paces Ferry, and Andrews, and all through there. And by the way, while we're talking about that, where the Cherokee Town Club is, you know, the Cherokee Town and Country Club on East Paces Ferry Road, well, that is the formerly... The old W.T. Grant home.
Is it? I didn't know that either.
And now the Garden Hills was considered, back when I was a boy coming up, as being a nice section of town. And Rivers Road and Peachtree Battle, which is down near Peachtree Creek. It runs parallel with Peachtree Creek there at the Peachtree Hills area now. Which is on the other side of Peachtree Road from here.
What do you call that section down there near the old railroad station down there? Right off Peachtree Road?
The old terminal station?
Mm-hmm. What do you call that housing area in there that's so nice? There's Peachtree Circle, one of the streets in there.
Now, Peachtree Circle run where the old governor's mansion used to be, over there in Anza Park,
mm-hmm.
right adjacent, right close to the present Anza Park golf course.
Mm-hmm. Is that still nice, most of it?
Yeah, that's pretty nice in there, but it's run down.
Mm-hmm.
Since they moved the governor's mansion back, I think.
Back to the ethnic neighborhoods on the nationality neighborhoods and stuff, do the poor people and the different races have different areas where they shop in different financial districts?
Well, they most all of them shop, would go downtown and shop. Mm-hmm. Now that they have built the shopping areas, the suburban shopping areas, such as Lenox Road, then most of you wealth people shop there, because actually riches has cheaper prices at their downtown store where the black and the poor class shop, because they ride the bus into town, and it's more of a central point from, say, out on the River Car Line and out in the Bankhead section, which used to be the poor white section. Now it's poor white, and mostly all it's going to the blacks now. And see, they can ride downtown, and they have the practically the same merchandise at Rich's now and have a better price on it to entice these people to come down and shop.
Bankhead. I've heard that so many times.
Well, that's a Bankhead Highway which goes into Birmingham.
Oh, that out there.
Yeah, okay. It comes into Marietta Street and Hollywood Road out there.
I
the northwest section of town, yeah.